A reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying, there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This evening's letter from St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians picks up right where last week's left off. We heard then, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Tonight, Paul continues. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Like a thief in the night. Not a terribly encouraging picture. And it gets worse. While people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. Sudden destruction. No escape. I guess that would be one reason you don't need to have anything written to you concerning times and seasons. There's no sense writing anything if destruction is going to come suddenly, and escape will be impossible. That's about enough to convince a person to eat, drink, and be merry. If death is coming tomorrow, or maybe a few days after that, and is inescapable, it seems reasonable to make the most of the time you have. Except that St. Paul is talking about they and them, with reference to inescapable destruction, not concerning the Christians in Thessalonica, nor those in Perrysburg, Maumee, Bowling Green, and Curtis. As the poet writes, soon will come that hour when with mighty power Christ will come in splendor and will judgment render. But his judgment will not be only condemnation and punishment. The other side of his judgment will involve his with the faithful sharing, joy beyond comparing. For you are not in darkness, Paul writes. You are all children of the light, children of the day. You are a child of God, an heir of your Father in heaven. When you were baptized, he adopted you as his son. his son with all the rights and privileges that entails. All of this predicated on our Lord's first advent, when he came in blessing, all your sins redressing, came in likeness lowly, Son of God, most holy, bore the cross to save you, hope and freedom gave you. Now, to be sure, that day will come just as suddenly and unexpectedly for the redeemed as for the lost. God's people have no insider knowledge in regard to the timing of Jesus' second advent. But knowing that the one who is coming is not just God and Lord, but also the one who is your Savior, your Redeemer, makes all the difference in the world. Indeed, all the difference throughout eternity. For God has not destined you for wrath, but to obtain salvation through your Lord Jesus Christ, who died for you, so that whether you live or die, when he comes, you might live with him. Because of this great gift, a life of sobriety and wakefulness is fitting and proper. Having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Faith, hope, love. These three abide. They are the means by which the Christian is prepared by God, so that when Jesus comes again, whenever that might be, they will be ready. You will be ready to receive the salvation prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And this isn't a one-time preparation, some sort of an inoculation against hell first provided at the font and then boosted at confirmation. To imagine such a thing is to entirely misunderstand how God intends to work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure, the salvation of your soul. Your heavenly Father isn't an absentee Father, but is continuously working with Jesus and the Holy Spirit to sustain you in believing, to teach and reprove and correct and train you in all righteousness. That's what the gift of God's word and the sacraments is all about. Even now, he gently leads us. With himself, he feeds us precious food from heaven, pledge of peace here given, manna that will nourish our souls that they may flourish. Not only does the Father provide you with all that you need to support this body and life, in his loving providence, he also furnishes everything that you need to nourish your soul and to preserve you in the saving faith. Knowing this, upheld and sustained by the continuing abundance of God's mercy and grace in Jesus Christ, mercy and grace by which he bestows faith, nourishes hope and fuels love, we are equipped to encourage one another and build one another up as we await the return of our King. Now is not the time to sleep or to indulge in insobriety or other works of the night. Now is the time to repent, to return to the Lord with all your heart. Now is the time to watch and pray for ourselves, for one another. Come then, O Lord Jesus, from our sins release us. Keep our hearts believing that we, grace receiving, ever may confess you, till in heaven we bless you. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.